St. Marina the Ascetic's birth name was Miriam, and she was the daughter of a very rich Christian man. When Miriam was a little girl, her mother passed away, and her father continued to raise her in a true Christian upbringing. When Miriam was older, her father wanted to give her in marriage, as he desired to pursue the monastic life. Miriam insisted on accompanying him and immediately shaved off the hair on her head and put on the garb of a man. From this day forward, her father called her Marina instead of Miriam. Marina and her father then went to one of the monasteries and lived together in one of the cells for 10 years, fighting the spiritual fight before her father passed away. One day, the abbot of the monastery decided to send her along with 3 other monks for a certain business in the city. During her stay, Marina was accused of defiling the virginity of the daughter of the innkeeper. Once the daughter conceived, she told her father that it was the young monk, Abba Marina. The furious father went to the monastery and spoke to the abbot, who rebuked Marina greatly, and immediately cast her out of the monastery, and she dwelt outside the monastery for a long time. When the daughter of the innkeeper delivered her baby, her father took the baby to St. Marina, who nursed and took care of the child as though he was her own. After 3 years outside the monastery, the abbot agreed to readmit her, but he laid heavy penalties and severe rules upon the saint. Saint Marina continued to raise the child, and when the child grew, he also became a monk. After Saint Marina had completed 40 years, she fell ill for 3 days and then departed in peace. The abbot ordered to replace her old ragged clothes with new ones prior to carrying her to the place of praying. When they removed her clothing, they were surprised to see that she was a woman. Once the abbot and the innkeeper were informed, they wept profusely because of what they had done to her. After she was buried, God allowed a devil to torment the innkeeper's daughter as well as a soldier, and brought them to where the saint was buried, and they both confessed their iniquity in front of everyone.